It's the power of Jesus Christ to invade every soul and finally bring each and every one of us to a place of rest. That's God's desire for you and I, for every New Yorker here, for every person hustling and bustling, for every person that's planning on getting on the bus tomorrow morning or getting on the train or flagging down another yellow cab that passes you 10, 15 times in one day, or calling in the Uber driver to come get you. It doesn't matter what your hustle is, what your job is, what your time clock looks like, what's happening in life, your career, your family. It doesn't matter. The love of Jesus is for you tonight. For every person here still saying, oh man, that was great, but I don't know that kind of rest. I don't know that kind of peace. Well, let me read something to you out of the Word of God real quickly, and then we're gonna pray. Jesus prayed something. It was his declaration, but it was also his prayer unto his Father and a prayer that you and I would know. And Jesus prays this. He says, at this time, Jesus declares in Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, I thank you, Father. So he thanks his Father. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Meaning that this good news, this gospel, it's not simply something for the intellectual or someone who just wants to just gather some more knowledge in their career. This is for people who are willing to come to me as little children, willing to say, I'm in need of rest. This is for those that are saying, I desperately need a change. This is for people that are saying, I've not been able to figure it out. I'm here today in Times Square Church and I need rest for my soul. And Jesus says this, it's not simply for the wise. It's not simply for the intellectual. It's for those that I call my children. And he goes on to say this. He says, yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. It's God's grace and it's his will for you to know the love of Jesus Christ. It's his will for you tonight. You might be in here saying, I'm still not quite sure why I even showed up tonight. I can answer that for you. It's the will of God for you to experience his grace, his divine assistance. We don't deserve it, but he desires to invade your life and help you all the days of your life. That's his grace for you. It says this, all things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. You know, God wants to reveal himself to you tonight. He wants to reveal himself to you, every single one of you. And that revelation comes from you knowing who Jesus Christ is as Lord and Savior. The revelation is Jesus Christ showed up 2,000 years ago. He became flesh. He walked around on the earth just like you and I. And he had one mission, one purpose, that you and I would be set free from the bondage of sin, that you and I would find rest for our souls. He had one mission, Jesus Christ, one mission that you and I would experience his love, one mission that you and I would experience victory through Christ Jesus and his death on the cross. It was his one mission to do the will of the Father. It was a rescue mission. A rescue mission, because you and I, outside of Jesus Christ, we are lost like sheep without a shepherd. And so Jesus shows up to find us. Because without Christ, you're lost. He shows up. He says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. Come to me, everyone who's burdened down. Come to me, everyone who seems like the things of life are just crushing you. Come to me, all of you that are just exhausting yourself, trying to figure out life on your own. Come to me, all of you that have tried everything under the sun to make things work out, and you haven't been able to figure it out. Come to me. Come to Jesus. He says, come to me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You see, Jesus is not a dictator, and he won't condemn you. He's gentle, he's kind, he's patient, he's gracious, and he's loving. And your mess and my mess will not chase him away. He pursues relentlessly with love because he desires to be in fellowship with us. He desires, before you and I desire, he desires that he would be yoked with us. There's no greater friend that you and I could have on this earth that's greater than Jesus Christ. He said, you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because the burden of sin that you and I were born with, he put it on himself on the cross. And in exchange, he gives you and I a very light burden. That burden is love and grace, peace, kindness. The weighty burden, the heavy one that you and I attempt to keep carrying, the stuff in our heart that's rotting out our soul, that stuff that we said, no, nobody needs to know about this. This is my own private mess. Let me tell you something. Nothing is private with God. So whatever you have attempted to bury, keep quiet, keep silent, and not let anybody know, I'm sorry. Jesus knows about it already. He knows about it already. And because God knew that you and I, born in sin, desperately in need of a Savior, he puts together this amazing plan, this rescue mission to set us free so that we could finally come to rest in our soul. But somebody had to fight a battle for us. And the person who decided to fight that battle for us is Jesus Christ. Jesus came from heaven and he picked a fight. I love this. This idea of God the Father saying, you know what? Folks down here have been trying to fight their own battles. They're trying to fight their own addictions. They're trying to fight depression. They're trying to fight loneliness. They're trying to fight despair. They're trying to fight the pains of life. They're trying to fight through rejection. Well, you know what, son? Go down there and fight for them. And so Jesus shows up and he picks a fight. He doesn't pick a fight with us, even though he could have if he wanted to, because we're the rebels. We're the ones that have attempted to do everything that we felt was right for us to do in our own strength, in our own power. We're the ones that have gone adrift. We're the ones that have attempted to just push through life, not even looking to God. And Jesus had every right to come down and wipe us out, pick the fight with us. But instead, he picks the fight with sin. He picks a fight with death. Would you believe that? We didn't even ask for his help, and Jesus shows up and picks a fight with sin and death. We didn't even ask for his help, and he shows up and picks a fight with depression, picks a fight with addiction. And you know how he swung? He swung by dying on a cross for us. His nails pierced through his hands and his feet, a crown of thorns on his head. That's how he fought for us, by dying for us on a cross. And it was a one-punch knockout. When he went to the cross, he knocked the devil out. You know that. He knocked the devil out. One swing, one blow, right there on the cross. This is why he was able to cry out in his last breath, "It is finished." Here's the beauty of this incredible story. In order for you to find rest for your soul, you have to receive the one who came down to pick a fight for you, and you have to declare him as the champ. That's it. You don't have to step in the ring. You and I don't have to swing on anything anymore. Some of you are losing strength trying to simply fight through the ways of life on your own. Jesus showed up and fought a fight. He gets the victory. He wins that victory on the cross. He overcomes, conquers, and crushes sin and death. And everything that comes with sin and death is defeated by the power of Jesus Christ, which means depression's defeated, addiction is defeated, loneliness is defeated, despair is defeated, anger and bitterness is defeated, rejection is defeated by the power of the cross. It is completely knocked out. Now you've just got to declare him as the champ of your life. You just gotta say, yes, the champ is here. Yes, the champ is here. That's the power of the cross. That's the power of Jesus and his finished work on the cross. Your sin debt has been paid, wiped out. The champ is here. Now rest. And I get to hold the trophy. I didn't even get in the ring, but I get to hold the trophy. Could you imagine that? Imagine a boxer getting into the ring. You should be in the one in the ring fighting, but Jesus steps in. He takes every blow. He's just waiting for that one opening. And he's just moving. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all seen a couple boxing matches. There's a particular boxer, he's just like this the whole time. He's just waiting for that one shot. And then all of a sudden, boom! And the devil's just laid out. Can't even get up. All of his plans to destroy your life are laying with him too. And then what happens is, and Jesus invites us into the ring and he gives us the champion belt. He puts that belt around us if there's a trophy. And then he invites us to step on the devil's head because he's still laid out. That's the power of the cross. It's the victory of the cross of Jesus Christ. He says, come into the ring. He took the blows. He was crucified. The nails went into his hands and his feet. And then he just invites us into the ring. And you know what's amazing too? He raises us up. He's got that kind of power. He lifts us up. Because some of you, you've had your head down for a long time. The victory belongs to you. It's time to rest. You want rest for your soul? Do you want rest for your soul? Then you need to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Allow God to invade your heart and soul. The heavy burden, whatever it is, tonight I'm going to invite you to lay it down here up front, in the front of this building right here. And I want to pray with you. I know there's some people in here, there's some stuff that you've got in your heart, and there's some stuff that you've been carrying. I'm going to fix it. Will you lay down the heavy burden and allow Jesus Christ to yoke himself with you and give you rest? The champ is here. Would you stand with me? What is it that you've been carrying in your heart? What is the heavy burden? You know exactly what it is in the balcony and on the main floor. What is it? And as you're thinking about it right now, I want to pray with you. I want you to come down here and I want you to lay it down. You're not carrying that thing out tonight. I want you to be bold. I want you to step out of your seat. Even as I'm talking right now, you can make your way to the front. What is it that you're carrying? What is it? What burden is it? Will you allow Jesus to fix it tonight? Yeah, come on, just be bold. You're going to experience freedom right now in the name of Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for your boldness. From the balcony to the main floor, there's nothing to be ashamed about. Don't be ashamed of experiencing freedom in Jesus Christ tonight. So you just come, you just lay the burden down. And Jesus Christ is going to invade your heart. And there's going to be rest for your soul tonight. So you come. Moms, dads, don't let pride get in the way. Don't let pride get in the way. You come, dads. You just come and you lay the burden down and allow Jesus to set you free. Moms, you've been strong. I know you have. You've been strong. You've tried to hold your family together, but that's not your role to play. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and He can set your children free. Jesus Christ has the power to transform the life of your husband. And I don't know if you've been mad with God in here. I just feel led by the Holy Spirit to say someone here is angry with God. You feel like it's been God that has put the heavy burden on you, and it's not Him. We as men and women in this world, outside of Christ Jesus, we're sinners, we're flawed, and we're failures, and we've made a mess of things. God is a good God. He's not able to do bad. He's a good God. He'll set you free, Grandma. He'll set you free, Mom. He'll remove the burden and the weight of it that just is crushing you mentally. He's going to set minds free too tonight. I know He is. Minds that are just wrestling with thoughts of just death and suicide. You're aggravated. You're angry. You just struggle with just these thoughts that just keep. And you're like, you're ashamed of these thoughts. And you're ashamed of these things. Like the brother said earlier, just these lustful thoughts. He said, but he called on Jesus Christ. The way you can call on Jesus tonight. And Jesus will remove every thought that is dark, every thought that is wicked. God will give you a new mind. He'll renew your mind. He has the power to do it, to invade your mind, your heart, and your soul. I'm telling you, you're going to be a new person. Look at God's people up here tonight. So we're going to worship just for a minute or so. And while we worship, if your heart's pounding through your chest, you're feeling all uncomfortable right now, don't respond to your flesh. Respond to God's Spirit that's stirring you in such a way that you can't contain it. And you come up here and you lay the burden down. Everyone that's come forward, I just want you to just open up your mouth and just begin talking to Jesus. It's real simple. You just ask Him for help. You ask Him to come into your life. You just say, Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, come into my life, change me. You can ask Him for forgiveness. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of all of my wrongs. I turn to You. This is what you say. You say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I've made a mistake. I've tried to do it all on my own. You just talk to Him. Just talk to Him. Church, I'm going to ask you right now. As I'm talking with them right now, you just begin to open up your mouth. Just begin to pray. Just extend your hand to them. Would you pray for these believers? These are believers right here. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. All of you that are up here, just pray now. Pray right now. I lay my burdens down. I lay it down. I release the burdens. I give it to You. Just say that to Jesus. I give You my burdens. I give You everything I've tried to do. I lay it down right now. I let it go right now. Some of you have been holding on to some things. Let it go right now. Say, Jesus, I let it go. I let it go, and I ask for rest. Jesus, I ask for rest for my soul. Invade my soul. Live inside of me. I want Your Spirit inside of me. Come on. I want Your Spirit inside of me. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank You, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank You, Jesus, for taking my place. Thank You, Jesus, for setting me free. I've got freedom in You, Jesus Christ. Live inside of me. Be my God. Be my Savior. Change me. Make me a new person. I don't want to be the same ever again. Make me a new person. Make me a new person, Jesus. Make me a new person. Heal my heart. Heal my heart. Change my ways. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Those that came up tonight, God. God, I ask that you would cover them in your blood, God. Or that you would show them, that you would teach them your love, God. God, I ask you that every heart that is hurting, God, every heart that is broken, God, Jesus. Every heart that needs a touch, God, that you would touch them, God. Jesus. Lord, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God, that you would cover them, God. God, I ask you for every situation that they're going through, God, that you would keep them, God. Lord, you said that you would all things are possible through you, and that you would walk through every storm with us, God. Lord, you never guaranteed that we would never go through anything, God, but you said that you would walk with us, God, that you would be able to keep us, God. You would be able to keep us through every storm and every trial, God. So, God, I ask you for every heart that is up here tonight, God, that you would show them your love. Reveal your love, my God. Reveal how much you care, God. Reveal how much you love them, God, that you died for them, God. Lord, to give them a new life, God. So, God, I thank you for the life that you've given them, God. I thank you, my God, because there's no words to give you thanks, and there's no words to give you praise, God, because you're worthy, God. So, God, I ask you for every situation, every problem, we leave it in your hands, my God. You said whatever we commit into your hands, you are able to keep it, God. So, God, I thank you and I give you praise, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
As Christians in Christ Jesus, as believers in faith in Jesus Christ, he has given us a gift. The gift is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is one with his Father, as we read. He and his Father are the same. We call them the Trinity. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're one. And when Jesus rose from the grave right before he left, right before he ascended into heaven, he told his disciples, that's us, as believers in Jesus. He says, I'm going to give you something to strengthen you and to keep you and to comfort you and to give you power to be able to live this life and walk this life, knowing that Jesus is with you. And that's the Holy Spirit. And if you believe in faith right now, the Holy Spirit will come in and invade your heart. He'll come in, brother. He'll fill you. It'll be something you never felt before. I'm telling you. There's no greater high than the high we get in the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. See, and God and his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they work as one. And so that's the presence of God that we feel that compels us to come forward, that compels us to say, it's just not simply my words up here, but it's the presence of Jesus Christ that stirs the heart of men and women in such a way that we're drawn to the love of Jesus Christ and we're ready to surrender. And that's why we're here in the house of the Lord. That's why these brothers and sisters behind you have said, we're not leaving yet, even though we got to get ready to go home soon. But they're standing with you and we're praying with you. So we're going to take just one more minute here. And I want you to open up your mouth. If you believe in faith, I want you to ask for the Holy Spirit to come inside your life. If you want to walk this life, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. He's going to comfort you and lead you. So now every single person up here and anybody else still out here on the main floor in the balcony, you just open up your mouth. Wherever the Holy Spirit is here. He's not just here up front. He's here in this place, all in this place. Now you just open up. Prayer warriors, prayer team. Just rest your hand on the shoulder real quick as they pray right now, because I believe in faith that every person here is going to pray in faith for the power of the Holy Spirit. You just open up your mouth now. Holy Spirit, come in. Holy Spirit, come in now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, fill every heart now that believes, every heart that says yes to you, every heart that says yes in faith. Holy Spirit, come in now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we're asking for a move of your Holy Spirit. Lord God, we're asking for a supernatural move of your Holy Spirit. God, we're waiting on you. God, we need you. God, we thank you. Comforter, come now. Holy Ghost, come now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this gift. We thank you for this gift of the Holy Spirit, and we ask for it right now in the name of Jesus. Every person here in your house, oh God, may they be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit to live a life that you've called us to live, to live a life with authority and power, to live a life knowing that your love belongs to us, your love poured out in us so that it could be overflowing. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that prompts us and leads us and keeps us and gives us discernment. Oh, Holy Spirit, give them, Lord, tongues, Lord God. Give them tongues, Lord God, that come upon their mouth now in the name of Jesus as they cry out to you in faith, oh God. Holy Spirit, come now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, God, oh God, thank you for your presence. Oh God, thank you for your presence. Oh God, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.